Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, it's Mike. Today's show is brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. For a free life insurance quote, just visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748 and find out how much you could be saving on life insurance. Again, that's 866-347-5748 or smartterm.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Zan, dun, pum, pum, zan, pum, pum. How about me?
What is that?
That's the Lexus commercial.
Oh, that. Oh. It's like, excuse me?
That's the Lexus commercial that's been dancing in my head.
Oh. Genevon, bam, bam, Saint-Avon, bam. How about me?
There's a little Keith Richards in your voice. Let's have it one more time.
Genevon, bam, bam, on the van, bam. How about me?
That's nice. You've there's got a segment, such a pretty voice.
There's the segment of the audience that is, there are maybe four people who are thinking that is the funniest thing they will hear all day long.
Zanavant, boom, boom, Zande, boom, boom. How about me?
Might be three people.
Thank you very much. I had to do it.
I know, you got to get it out of your head.
You know, I've been taking a lot of feedback from Mrs. O'Mara lately because Mrs. O'Mara has been suggesting little segments. She suggested the Frankie vignette yesterday.
She's a program director now. What happened?
She's just she's had some ideas that I jive, and she said today I'm doing that. And you know,
I have a suggestion for Mrs. O'Mara.
She's making her yogurt parfait there in the kitchen.
Yeah,
is that
code?
And I'm going.
No, it's not code.
I'm just checking.
She's dilated.
Oh, what does that mean?
That means...
Oh, that means it's not so great anymore, right, Mike?
That means... Oh, my God. Carla, you're going to be here and you're going to eyeball him. That was Rob that
said
that.
No, I think it was Josh who said
it. Wasn't me, man.
Did Josh say that?
Yeah, sure he did.
No, Josh didn't say that.
I'm in trouble.
Carla, that was Rob.
No, I'm just, you know, I've been there before, so I know the game.
Rob said that. It means that... let's just say...
The stork is on its way?
No, the door is starting to open.
The door is starting to open.
Eventually, the door will go open a full 10 centimeters.
Why are you looking so confused? It's the door. You know, it's the door.
Oh, the door.
Where the head is.
Yeah, we're not talking about Ray Manzarek.
Nice.
That's it.
Do you see it?
Huh?
Stop it.
That's too much.
I don't know.
No, I wasn't there. I wasn't at the doctor's office. I had work to do this morning.
Oh. When does the water drop?
The water doesn't drop. The water breaks.
That's right.
The water doesn't drop.
Yeah.
Let's start the birthdays, please. Thank you very much.
I can't wait.
We start...
For what?
Till she drops the water.
You don't drop the water. The water breaks.
The water breaks and then you drop the pup.
Both times, Carrie had to have her water broken.
Really?
Yeah, so there was no mess.
Well, they use a toothpick?
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Water pick.
We start with not a birthday, but just a sincere and professional hello to Frank DiGiacomo.
I think it's DiGiacomo.
DiGiacomo. Frank DiGiacomo.
He's a good boy.
Frank DiGiacomo. Slinin?
I think it's pronounced Frank.
Frank DiGiacomo.
Yes.
He went to the School for Broadcast Journalism, so of course he just left for Navy boot camp to focus on nuclear engineering. Thank you for your service, Frank.
We got a nice note from his wife.
That's wonderful.
That's right.
Nicole Williamson just turned 37. She listens to us on the Metro. Boom.
Oh, hold on.
Boom. Oh.
Next, hey. This is Metro. Doors. This is the Orange Line. The doors open on the baby. Doors open on the
have you ever been on Metro when there's like a kid standing in the doorway and this happens like six times in a row?
Hey, kid. get off the platform.
Oh, I didn't know Mayor Barry was working at the Metro.
This is the Green Line. The next airport. Doors open on the Metro.
Anyway, Nicole Williamson just turned 37. She listens to us on the Metro. She can't wait until we return to the state theater.
Mm.
Well, isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Interesting.
How about
isn't it interesting that she's mentioning a venue where we might actually be performing maybe in the fall?
Hey, too
like
much.
Maybe with an announcement this summer.
Too much. Oh,
sorry.
Loose lips, Mike.
Sorry about that.
Happy birthday, Nicole Williamson. And at 37, the doors will open on the...
Kenny Jones is now 44 years young, and he wants to hear Mike talk up Billy Joel.
Are you up to it?
Sure. Why not? Okay. Hi, everybody. How's it going? This is Dick McDonough, WDRC, where your friends are. How you doing, Hartford? Fantastic. It's a great afternoon. Let's get started with your super-duper weekend. Little early this time. It is 10:47 here at the WDRC studios. Hope you're having a fantastic weekend. It's going to be glorious. A little warm with a chance of thunder boomers in the afternoon. Got a skit. Oh, wait, I got to start again. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I had a cranial cramp.
Oh, good luck at your air check meeting.
Get a little louder with the music, please.
You got it, man. Okay.
A little louder. Hi, everybody.
WTNT.
8:03. Hello, Chicago. How you doing? This is Kippy Longstocking enjoying the fabulous weekend with a chance of thunder boomers all weekend long. Dance around the raindrops and enjoy your pre-4th of July weekend.
Friday. Oh, damn it!
Oh.
No, no, no.
Jeez. Carl's not going to be happy.
All right, hold on.
One more time?
No.
Okay. The current time is 48 minutes past the hour.
WTNT.
10:48, everybody. This is the Mike O'Meara Show on WDRC in Hartford. Be listening at the top of the hour for your chance to win an all-expense trip to Bermuda. That's right, all-expense paid. That's what I meant to say. I'm a dumbass. Jesus.
You hit it, though. You
hate
hit it.
That song.
You hit it hard, man.
Yeah. I hate that song.
You hate
nailed
that
Why
song?
Did you pick that Billy Joel song?
He requested that.
Oh, okay. He wanted that one?
You don't like that one with the glass up front?
I like other Billy Joel songs. Remember Anthony Triola?
I do.
He's the soldier from Fort Hood who sent us last week's letter of the week. A wonderful letter.
Yeah.
His fiance Sarah tells us that he's having a birthday, and since it's treat day, he can have all the Einstein bagels that he wants. But just for 24 hours.
Oh, you're supposed to, this is the Butterfield voice.
Oh, I'm sorry. He could have all the Einstein bagels that he wants, but just for 24 hours. Not 1 minute more. The results have been incredible.
You might need a new belt.
I might need a new belt. That's right. He is eating bagels. Brian Bennett, in his own words, says he loves us very much. Yikes. That's Rob speak right there. Yikes. Rob's a big yikeser on Facebook.
Well, when it makes you uneasy.
He would love a happy 38th from Jackie Stallone.
Hey, Brian. Hope you enjoy your 38th birthday. You know, you start to get a little older, 38. Might need some plastic surgery.
Hey, Jacqueline.
Better see my husband, the doctor.
Hey, Jacqueline.
Yeah.
Do you like Billy Joel songs?
I sure do. You want me to talk one up?
Nothing.
Okay, thank you.
Also, happy birthday, number 5, to Chandler Kristen.
Oh, I love kids' birthdays.
Chandler Kristen, since Deke Valerio is turning 30. Hold on. Also, happy birthday, number 5, to Chandler Kristen. And since Deke Valerio is turning 30, any... So these are two together?
That's two separate. I should have done an extra line there. I'm sorry.
Okay. Any advice regarding Deke and his douchebag 30s? Yeah, learn to type. This past Tuesday, Madison Warhawk class of 92, Marie Brinus, or Brinus, had a birthday and would love to hear from George W. Bush.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. Very good. I just want to say, hope I pronounced your name correctly. Brinus or Brinus. It's B-R-I-N-A-S. Brinus? Brinus? Briny. That's how I like my seafood. Ha. Briny.
Don't you think that would be your nickname for her, is Briny?
Hey, Briny. Heck of a job, Briny. Good job, and you keep it tight. Thank you.
Jesus. Great advice.
And then there's Chris Clark of Stormtown, Pennsylvania. He hates people, my kind of guy. But he would love to hear our traditional birthday song. Okay, this is for Chris.
Chris.
People. Yeah, people hater. Barry Rosas turned 44 this week. His requested gift, to hear Rob, as intern Josh, talk up a Foreigner record. Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Ready?
This is Rob Stewart. He's practiced.
WTNT.
It's Barry's birthday. He's 44. And this is Josh on the Mike O'Meara Show. And since he's getting 44, I hope he has a great opportunity to get a woman and spend his birthday boning.
Very nice.
That was awesome.
Very nice. Yesterday, Alex Merzendorf turns.
How's that?
Alex Merzendorf. A lot of young listeners to this show.
I like that.
New young people listening to this show. I'm very happy. I sounded so old by saying, I'm really happy that the young people are tuning in.
Thanks, Larry.
Yesterday, Alex Merzendorf turned 17. And his papa would love for his son to get a greeting from Oscar's papa.
Ah.
Okay. Alex Merzendorf.
Say the name again, papa.
Alex Merzendorf.
I love it.
You are 17. You have your life entirely in front of you. I implore you, from all that is holy, to pursue all of your dreams and not cast them aside like my young son Oscar has done.
Papa.
Please, yes, hello, hello, Rob.
How are things at the coffee plantation?
It's wonderful. I go up into the mountains every day to check on the progress of the beans. Thank you very much. All right, very good. Joe Van Houten is not only a P1, but also an HVAC guy who is busy, busy, busy with the summertime heat. Every day he consumes a gallon of water, and he also consumes our podcast. But he would love it if Rob could go out and grab him two red Gatorades.
Oh, red's my favorite. I'll be right back.
There he goes. That's where it's guys like that. That the Mayor Bloomberg thing pisses me off about, where he wanted to ban the super vessels of fluid. If you're out there working outside in 98 degree heat, you need that fluid.
You know what? That would be a hellish job. I applaud him and for keeping us cool.
And finally, this Saturday, Max Lebarski.
Yes?
That sounds like a name out of a Three Stooges short.
It does.
It's Max Lebarski. He turns two on the same birthday as Korea. I have a grand nephew, Max, also.
That's right.
I have a Max in my family. On the same birthday as creative genius Robert Evans. His father, Lee, was certain that TMS was the right show for a birthday greeting. And I quote,
oh, this is pretty-
as Ruth Gordon. Are you playing it?
No, it's just the music.
Do you want me to read it as Robert Evans? You have so confused me.
No.
Do you want me to read this as Robert Evans or Ruth Gordon?
As Ruth Gordon.
Because I chose you. Out of all the world, out of all the disc jockeys in the whole world, I chose you. I arranged things because I wanted you to be the wisher of happy birthday to my only living son.
Thank you very much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado...
Yes.
The letter of the week. This comes to us from, Stephen. Stephen writes, Buenos dias, ask Oscar. I hope that this is the correct email address to send this email to. I just wanted to drop a quick note to you guys to say thank you. I have no idea what it must be like to get up daily and do a podcast. Super easy. I'll read the sentence the right way.
Before the show.
I have no idea what it must be like to get up daily and do a podcast that is so different from the day before. Material and show prep must suck. Actually, it doesn't. Doing it, that is. No, it doesn't. However, you guys do it. About a year ago, I was set to do a ton of yard work. Normally, I have my earphones in and I'm jamming away, but on this day, I was not in the mood for hair bands or country music. I wanted talk. I jumped on iTunes and started looking. I tried a few podcasts and managed to get about 5 minutes through all of them until I stumbled to you guys. Fast forward to now, I am a subscriber and I listen daily, and I have dug through every archive podcast and bonus show I could find. You guys have some magic there. You guys get me through the days. That is a wonderful letter.
I love the fact that he found us on his own.
That's very cool.
And let me see. Now I've got Robert.
He's got a paragraph to all of us, but he uses our full names for some reason.
Robert, you come across as a well-rounded guy. Not rounded like that O'Mara. That bastard.
No, I think he means not rounded like that, O'Mara.
Sorry. O'Mara. Oh, sorry. Someone that loves a... I'll start again.
Thank you.
My paranoia is at an all-time high.
Oh, yeah.
Robert, you come across as a well-rounded guy. Not rounded like that, O'Mara. Someone that loves a good laugh and have friends abound. Okay. He needs a little English coaching here. Just a little bit.
Mike, it's our key.
Just a tiny little bit.
It's our key demo.
And that's not really even remotely a sentence, and you know it.
I know.
Someone that I think would enjoy hanging with.
Yeah. That's nice, isn't it? Not exactly clear, but nice.
Someone that I would even enjoy hanging with.
There you are.
That's all right. Michael. M-I-C-H-E-A-L.
Mikiel. And you love it when people call you that when they spell it wrong. Right?
How you manage to do this daily is beyond belief. I am sure you don't like the title of celebrity, but in my...
I think you're a celebrity.
Thank you, Oscar.
So do I.
Thank you, Josh.
I was laughing at the fact that Mike doesn't like being called a celebrity.
But in my humble opinion, you are. The way, listen up, Rob. This, okay. This is the part you I want you to pay close attention to.
Okay, so let's kill the music and everybody focus,
please.
For Christ's sake.
Focus.
Oh, no.
The way you give 100% to the fans, the community, and your team is beyond belief. Of course, that doesn't really count when it comes to manual labor, apparently. No wonder you picked this letter. Oscar,
yes.
The comic relief? Oh. Not sure the guys always hear it, but you managed to sneak in little one-liners under your breath that about knock me to the ground. I love it.
I love your under-the-radar zingers.
You've got to stop doing that.
I'm just giving him
you
a compliment.
Got to stop.
I will stop complimenting Oscar.
That. That wasn't a compliment.
So, it really was.
In short, from a little town just north of Austin, Texas, Pflugerville.
Oh, it's Pflugerville.
From a simple, working, stiff redneck, thank you for being there daily. I truthfully get excited when my podcast app dings and says all podcasts have been downloaded for the day. P.S. Love to have been a fly stuck in suburban on the spring break trip. Well, you know what? We recorded almost all of it. So
that's
you
right.
Stephen Remmert, you are our listener of the day, and let's start the damn show!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Laurie, hey, you're home early.
This place is a wreck. Who are these girls?
You know, they're hookers, so it's fine.
What the hell is this?
Oh, my God, where are my manners? Laurie, this is Angelique, Heavenly, Shireen, and Sauvignon Blanc. I love you girls. You know, somewhere out there are four terrible fathers I wish I could thank for this great night.
Ah! I don't understand. I really don't.
Oh,
35
man.
Years old and you're still scared of a little thunder.
I am not.
Thunder buddies for life, right, Johnny?
F***ing right.
All right, come on, let's sing the thunder song.
All right.
When you hear the sound of thunder, don't you get too scared. Just grab your thunder buddy and say these magic words. You thunder, you can suck my dick. You can't get me thunder, cause you're just God's farts.
The Spandels.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Mike.
Live from Studio 1K in the Fiberplex Broadcast Center, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded worldwide 18.5 million times and powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, 102.9 FM WTNT in Washington, D.C., and the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. Today is Thursday, June, is this 26th?
The 27th.
It's the 27th, right?
Yeah.
Yes. That's why I looked at that. I wrote that wrong this morning.
Oh, is that yesterday? So are we doing yesterday's show?
We're doing today's show.
Okay. Well, then
time machine.
You're going
right.
to do it now.
When?
Right now.
Excellent.
This segment of the program, our opening segment, the show is brought to you by LendingTree. You know, over the last 2 months, interest rates have jumped over a full percentage point. You hear a lot about it in the news, but luckily, they are still incredibly low compared to 20 years ago. With rates going up, the time is now to lock in before they may be gone forever. And at LendingTree.com, they do it right. LendingTree.com does all the work for you. All you have to do is enter your info on their site. They will find the lenders for you. Go to trylendingtree.com, answer some easy questions, and they will provide you with up to 5 competitive loan offers from their network. It's www.trylendingtree.com. It is fast. It is easy. It is secure. And when you enter our code TMOS, I love that code.
That's the best code.
It's the best code in the world. You will get a free home loan mortgage guide loaded with great info. 15-year rates are as low as 3.5% APR, 30-year as low as 4.38%. APR, but they are going up, people. Visit trylendingtree.com today or call 888-930-0748. And don't forget our TMOS code for your free mortgage guide today. And we thank you in advance for that. So,
terms and conditions apply. Visit LendingTree.com for details. LendingTree, NMLS license number 1136. Right. AC mortgage broker license number 0902469. MA mortgage broker license number MB1136. LendingTree right. arranges but does not make loans. Okay. 1312 Village Creek Drive, Suite 900, Plano, Texas, 75093. WA mortgage broker license number MB1136.
All right.
Now I feel bad that I slowed it down.
All right. Anyway, we're glad to have you with us today, and it is official. Rob?
Mike?
Is on the fly here.
Yeah.
Look throughout your vast amount of music there and find
need?
Me some... Popo music. I need some police type music.
Oh. I think I can do this.
We need music.
The fuzz.
Because this is what is overwhelming my brain today.
It's on your mind heavy.
This is on my mind today. I am nervous.
Oh.
I am excited.
What is your overwhelming
I'm super
feeling?
I'm excited like a child is excited. I've got my ride-along. It's official.
Oh, cool.
They have approved my police ride-along with Officer Meg. I'm so excited.
Congratulations.
I'm so excited. This is going to be awesome. This is going to be so awesome.
Did you get the vest?
That's the only thing. I mentioned that to Carla, and she got scared when I said that. I don't know if I'm going to wear a vest.
Why wouldn't you wear a vest?
Well, if they have a fat man vest, I'll wear a fat man vest.
Oh, you know some officers of larger carriage.
Yeah, well,
maybe we should call one of them.
Carla said to me, I said to Carla last night, and this is a real compliment.
Okay.
You're going to love this. This is going to be the first part of the show that you're truly going to laugh out.
Really?
Loud. Yes, you are. Okay, this is exactly what the exchange is. I said, Carl, I don't think they have like big guy vests for me. She said, I saw a policeman.
What?
I saw a policeman yesterday that could hardly get into his car. So they'll have one for you. That's what she said. Yeah. So they'll have one for you.
Yeah.
I think that's nice.
That's fair.
I saw a policeman who could hardly get into his car.
There are some larger guys out there.
Hey, stop in the name. Stop in the name of the law.
What he's going to say is just meet me at the police station.
Freeze, MFR.
Have you?
Freeze. Drop. I want your hands in the air. Get your hands up in the air right now.
No, I'm going to, my instructions so far, and I haven't gotten all the detailed instructions.
Right. What night?
Saturday.
Mm.
It's Saturday
Action.
Night with the popo.
Mike, that's
and
when
it's
all
the Saturday
action goes
night.
Down.
Yeah. Not Saturday overnight, which, you know, it's Saturday like prime time.
Yeah.
And as I said to Ponyboy this morning, I said, yeah, looking forward to bumping into all them day drinkers.
Yeah. And they will. It's just about the time people start making bad decisions.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I am very, I swear to God, it is all I've been thinking about. It comes up this Saturday. I can't wait.
Can you imagine if Mike broke up with some like underage drinking party?
I think.
What is this, whiskey?
Well, you know all those cool underage listeners he was talking about?
Yeah.
None of them are going to listen if he busts their party.
I think the rule is that I am to stay put. I am to stay in the car. Unless it is appropriate for me to get out of the car.
Okay. I think that's
Can
nice.
We attach a GoPro camera to your chest?
I don't know what to...
attach it to the vest.
You know, Officer Meg has not given me all the details outside of when to be there, what to wear.
Do you get a nightstick?
No, but I'm supposed to wear a lovely one-piece dress.
What do you...
No.
What
is the dress
What do you
for
get to wear?
Khakis and a polo shirt.
Oh.
I cannot wear jeans.
Handsome.
I cannot wear... Now, haven't we... What is this?
Police squad.
My name is O'Mara. It was a Saturday at 4 o'clock. Officer Meg and I were working the south side, taking a peek and seeing what's going on. Because our shift started at about 2 o'clock, we counted on a lot of day drinkers. And we wanted to make sure that we'd bump into those day drinkers on our watch. This is the city.
This is the zit.
A lot goes down. The city, the zit.
Are you allowed to discuss what city you'll be
in? No.
Okay.
Absolutely not. Don't blow it for me, Rob.
Never have.
Are you going to break up some pool parties?
We stopped by a pool party at the corner of Hollywood and Vine.
It would be the pool party like when we were visited for playing very loud music.
You know, these might look like a lot of simple kids just playing volleyball and drinking soda pop by the pool, but I knew the truth. These were hardened criminals. That should be locked up and put away for the rest of their lives.
I was wondering, are you going to take any rule? Are you going to take any guff from a haircut?
I'm not going to take any guff from a haircut like you. Play that music again. That's good stuff. I like it. Yeah.
This is
My
chips.
Name's O'Mara. I carry a badge. Yes, sirree.
You should dress as a detective, like with a jacket.
Oh, like a trench coat?
How about a suit?
Yes.
I'm going to wear a suit.
Yeah, you have to wear a suit.
Oh, I'm going to wear a suit.
That's great. They won't have to change your clothes for the funeral because you're going to get shot if you wear a suit.
No.
That's
he'll look
not
like a detective.
Funny. That's not funny.
You're not
going to
look
get
like
shot.
What you're going to do is you're going to follow the rules.
Oh.
You're going to wear khakis and a shirt. It's
no,
going to be
no,
warm.
No. How about this? Think Miami Vice. A pastel, a t-shirt.
Yeah, and no socks.
No socks.
I really wish we could get Officer Meg on the show like by phone. I'd love to get
I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole, Oscar.
I'd really like to know. She gave me like pretty specific instructions on what to wear.
Yeah.
I'd love to wear a suit like Watson. With the suit jacket rolled up to the elbow.
Yeah.
Play that other one before, police squad.
Police squad.
I like getting in that mode, you know? This is the city.
Detective Lieutenant Mike O'Mara.
My name is Detective Lieutenant Michael S. O'Mara. You know, there's a lot of crap out there, and it's got to be swept off the street. That's where I come in. They always say that. That's where I come in.
Yeah, my name's O'Mara. I carry a badge. A
lot of problems. A lot of problems with that dog in the backyard barking. That's where I come in. My name is Detective Lieutenant Michael S. O'Mara, and I carry a badge.
You know what I hope you get to do? I hope you get to find, like, about an 18-year-old kid whacked on LSD.
Oh, yeah.
You remember the episode of Dragnet with Blue?
Just kidding.
Josh.
A plant.
Do you remember the Blue Boy episode of Dragnet?
Where
the
How's
kid,
that?
Where the kid painted his face blue.
Yeah.
And Joe Friday had to talk him down.
I carry a badge. How's that? What do you look like? Hey, actually, it's all getting back to Herb.
It does. It always gets
it's
back
getting
to
back to Herb Welch. Was he running away? How tall was he? Did he happen to see the license plate? Thank you, man.
Yeah. One more thought on your dress.
Yes.
What and it's not going to be a dress.
It's going to be a suit.
It's his attire.
Your attire. What about a beret? And then you carry an easel.
Sketch artist?
He could be a sketch artist.
Sketch artist.
See, that's I immediately envisioned LeBeau.
Oh, God. You know, but Oscar brings up a good point. I mean, I'm not going to look really good if I wear like a golf outfit.
Yeah, you got to look like you're part of the team.
Think I should wear hard shoes?
I think you should wear an Ed Hardy t-shirt and board
like
shorts.
Like my lace-up rock
like
boots.
Like you're a detective.
Yeah.
It's boxing gloves.
Skinny jeans.
How about this?
Okay.
I wear the hard shoes. I wear a regular button-down shirt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, because that instead of a polo shirt.
Right.
And I wear a jester hat.
Because that's going to make the criminals like you.
Or how about a full-fledged goalie mask and helmet?
I like that. Unless you wanted to go the other way, could you dress up like a cop in a Three Stooges movie?
You know, if anything really happens, I've already got a plan as to how I'm going to handle it.
Okay.
If something really bad was to happen, mm-hmm. and I'm just sitting there in the car, and if somebody was to come over to the car, I just sit there and like lick the window. I just start going, nah.
You know what's going to happen?
You jump in the back.
They're going to see you in the police car, and if Officer Meg finds some sort of bad guy, he's going to look and say, oh, I see you already have one.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
You're going to look like a crook.
No, I want to look.
Wear that shirt.
I want to.
No.
Yeah, the Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Wear the shirt that says it's Friday and I'm a disc jockey.
Well, I could be like,
yeah, that screams weekend.
No, that. Well, what about the guy on Dexter? What about the guy? How about I wear one of those little stovepipe hats? You know the kind.
Well, like a pork.
You know,
pie
in
hat.
Rounders, you know the hat that Grandma wears when they come to the whorehouse.
Yeah, it's
what
like,
if I wear a hat that size?
Wasn't Rounders set in 1940s?
No.
Oh, I always thought it was.
Rounders was like the 1990s.
It was set in the present day. Oscar.
Really?
Yes.
It was present day.
That's why
on.
I didn't care for
I
me.
Watch it.
So I'm very, very excited. I couldn't be more excited.
Mm-hmm.
I can't begin to think. Here's why
Do
I love
Do you think
this.
There's any listener out there that has a suit of armor?
You have to look imposing. What about suspenders?
Hello, citizenry. We are going to fight crime. I am Sir Michael of the Round Table. And we will fight crime today. I am looking forward to it.
Do you still have that monocle?
Yeah, the Monopoly guy. Dress like the Monopoly guy with your pockets inside out.
Go to
first
jail.
Of all, two questions. When are you going to do it, and when are you going
to
do it?
So I was supposed to fax over my paperwork.
Right.
I figured, you know what? Mike's already doing it. Let Mike do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see how it goes for you. If it turns out that it's a lot of fun, maybe, but I really don't have a lot of interest in it.
Speaking of the fun aspect of it, would you like to know the time commitment?
Yeah.
Sure.
I am supposed to be there at 2 o'clock. And it ends a little after midnight.
Ooh.
Wow, because after midnight, I'm going to shake my tambourine.
Okay, you're not even listening. You're not even listening to me.
All I heard was midnight.
What I'm saying for our people in blue out there is that that's a long...
It is a long
That's a long work day, and that's what those people deal with. And that's probably why you don't want to bump into one of those guys like at the end of his shift on a 98-degree day.
They might be fussy.
Right. Will you take pictures or sign autographs while you're on...
I will have.
Do you want some publicity pictures? I will take with you.
I think. Quite frankly, they are a little uptight about all of that. Mm. So I think it's really going to
bring a Sharpie. Just in
it's going to be listening to this show on Monday, and I will regale you with the tales of my law enforcement exploits.
I think you should get a vest from a friend, though.
And I think you should not wear any hat.
I was thinking a fedora. Hold on. I'm going to go out.
You've got hats?
Yourself. I'm going to show you what I'm going to wear.
Okay.
In fact, I'm going to wear this outfit.
I'll be right back.
Okay. What about a beret?
No, a beret is no good. If he were to wear a hat, he would want to wear like a baseball hat with a tough sort of, you know, patch, like an FBI
he's
hat.
He's got to look like he's a detective.
I don't know that he can.
It's too bad you guys gave away that hat at the State Theater. You know, the one he got at the Hofbrau House?
Yeah, that would be great. The Hofbrau House beret, fedora would be good. I think if you, yes?
put
on. Okay, hold on one sec. I didn't know we were going back to that. Give me one sec.
I'll say this.
Yes, please do.
That this bit is hilarious only if he wears one of these hats.
All right, Mike, you can come in now.
You have to wear it. You've got a badge. Is that a straw hat?
And is that a marital aid in your hand?
Ye old marital
aid. Well, it looked like one of those sticks they use, but it's a foot massager.
I was going to say, it's either that or it's something that really put the spice back into your bedroom.
And this is my commemorative inaugural badge that I got.
Yeah, that commemorative badge doesn't cut much ice up here, O'Mara.
How's that, ma'am?
Don't wear that hat.
No.
I take everything back.
No, you know what, though? He could be a one-time character on Dexter in that outfit.
Yes, you could.
You could be, but probably not a cop on Dexter.
If we were in Miami, that could work.
Yeah.
We're in Manassas.
Yeah, we're in the Zit.
So 2 to midnight. That is a long shift.
Yeah, and I can't tell you where this is going to be. It's not Manassas.
Okay.
I can't tell you where it's going to be.
That's a long appearance.
Huh? It's a long appearance.
Yeah.
But I'm really, I mean, everybody's watched Cops. Everybody's watched these law enforcement shows. This to me is perfect.
Cool.
I watch those shows to be a part of it. But I can't, I have to make it very clear. I'm going to have nothing to do with anything.
No.
I
just
literally,
watching.
If something happens, I can't do anything.
You're not even allowed
there.
Out of the car, right?
I don't think so.
Now,
I
question,
so.
You discussed a lot of emotions that you're going
sit there
through.
Like a dog just going.
Yeah, make sure they crack the window.
Yeah, keep the window.
We don't want you to be. If you had to say your one overwhelming emotion that you're feeling when you think about this, what is it?
Childlike excitement.
Okay, very good.
That's
I think
exactly
you're going to do great.
I am so, so
and Meg
excited.
Is good company.
Will she let you play with the siren?
Probably not.
No.
Not I don't even just a whoop.
I think maybe the two words don't touch are going to be, and that's, of course, me trying to touch Officer Meg. No, I'm just kidding.
Will you
just
take
kidding.
Lots of pictures?
I'll try, but I'm not really good at that.
Well, get a picture of you in every hat that you wear.
Thank you. We will take a break. We will come back with more and find out how our very own Oscar Santana met a United States senator last night.
Huh.
And we'll find out all about that on the Mike O'Mara Show. Coming up next. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This segment of the program is brought to you by Weight Not. Healthy weight loss just got more affordable. Now there is a range of Weight Not programs to fit most any budget. Weight Not plans start as low as $5 a day. That is about the cost of a gym membership. And you can accelerate your weight loss based on the pace you like and your budget. With Weight Not, you'll eat real natural foods you can find in any grocery store. No packaged meals, no meal replacements, no prescriptions, no stimulants, nothing artificial. It is the safe way to lose weight and keep it off. Weight Not has helped thousands. I really recommend everybody go to their Facebook page, like them on Facebook, and check out all the stories as to how people took the Weight Not program, modified it for their own needs, ate the foods that they wanted to eat, because with Weight Not, you got thousands, millions of combinations that you can have on Weight Not. Weight Not, show us what you are made of, and we thank them for their patronage.
The absolute best.
So Oscar is always running some kind of angle.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's his hustle, Mike.
I had the casino for a while. That got shut down.
That's right.
Well, when they found out you weren't an Indian.
You have a hustle.
A Native American.
I'm sorry. Well, they're called Indian casinos. God.
You, by day, you are a lowly podcaster, and by night, you masquerade
I'm a blackjack dealer.
As a technical entrepreneur.
I would like to. That's the perfect example. That's, I think, the perfect description.
You would like to do this for fun, and you would like to own your own tech company and be and make billions of dollars. I don't doubt for a second that if you, one of your ventures, your many irons that you have in the fire, if they took off, you would still be doing this podcast.
I love doing
because you
this.
Love.
Oh, yeah.
This is
my first love.
This is your first love. This is your passion. But
when you are a billionaire. You're bringing us along,
please.
Right? You bring us along just for a little
check
fun.
Check my bank account.
That's right.
You dabble in all this tech stuff, and you do this with your girlfriend, not the one you live with your other girlfriend, Todd Moore, and you went to some sort of creative compulsive. You also, you go to all these things. You go to China. You meet with people. You went to some sort of.
I love to learn, Mike.
The only picture I saw on your Facebook page is you're wearing those Google robot glasses.
Google Glass.
Yeah, and he looked like the spy.
Hey, Edward Snowden.
He looked like Snowden.
I got thoughts on him, too.
Really?
Yeah, I think we should whack him.
So
I think we
maybe
should
you can do that on your ride-along.
I mean, really.
Wouldn't it be great if you found him on your ride-along?
Oh.
What are you doing here?
We thought you were in the Moscow airport.
Good heavens, you're in this city?
Comrade, come with me.
Lock him up, Meg. Throw away the key.
So and then he says, nice hat.
Where were you? Where
so
were you
last the one night? Great thing about being friends and working with and partnering with our friend Todd Moore is that he really exposes you to what's happening in the business world.
Right.
And not just these mobile development conferences we go to, but also what's happening in his business world. And he lives in Ballston. So Ballston had this big to-do in Northern Virginia where they had the Senator Mark Warner come out to talk to
Ballston.
A lot of the entrepreneurs in the business district. And they had him come out. Now, I didn't meet him.
Are these specifically tech entrepreneurs?
Yes.
So was there a lot of money in the room?
I imagine there was.
I don't think John Warner goes to slumming a lot.
When you go to a tech conference like this and you're going to have somebody specifically talking to these so-called tech entrepreneurs,
yes.
Is it more, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Is it more nerd or is it more money? Oh, which do you sense? Do you sense more, hey, you know, these are smart guys that have big bucks, or these are just smart guys that maybe are just 1 hour away from wearing a pocket protector? I'm just curious.
Is there an overlap?
Right.
So there are guys that have made it and there are guys that are starting out.
Right.
But I don't think the senator would show up for just... like you know, while I think he's a people person,
right?
I don't think he would have shown up.
Well said.
I don't think he would have shown up.
He'll use that in his next campaign literature. Oscar Santana calls him a people person.
He was very charismatic, good senator.
That's good.
He was super charismatic, but no, there was a lot of money in the room. For example, I judge an event by its spread. What kind of food they give you, right?
Right. Right.
So I made the mistake of drinking like a power shake before I walked in, so I wasn't hungry.
Right.
But I wish I was, because they had sushi, cartoon-sized shrimp, lobster tails.
So this is a
full bar for free.
But congratulations, Oscar, on your protein power shake.
And everything
keeping it tight.
And everything was free.
That's right.
Now I saw another picture.
Another
embarrassing
moment, though.
Of Katie was there.
Yeah,
girl was there.
Well, she works for Todd.
And girl had like a flagon of wine.
Yes.
That she was sucking on there.
Team tea himself.
She was more excited about the wine glass than she was about Google Glass. I could tell.
She was excited about the. It looked like the virtual pictures with Alex Ovechkin that she.
Oh, that was pretty cool. You would have loved that.
Would that look cool?
You would have loved
that. So this is a convention, a conference?
There
what
was
is
a 3D
it?
Printer. No, it was more of kind of a, it was a private event that you had to be, like, invite only.
Cool.
Did you get the impression that the senator was there as a paid appearance?
Or was he invited
and he showed up?
He was talking to people that would potentially, I would imagine, contribute to his campaign.
Okay, I'm with you.
Was there in the room any mercury pay in there?
Oh, yes.
Some nice high-quality technological trim.
The one thing about a tech conference...
Some quality nerd stink.
Is that when women are a part of these, usually driven by men, there's a lot of women coming into the actual sector that you see here and there.
Women like to be around money.
Yeah, but...
Any Big Bang Theory tale?
Any woman that was in there was being surrounded like a piece of meat, and the sharks were just surrounding.
Were there sharks? Were there some hot women? You are dancing around this. Were there some hot women there?
There were some pretty women there, yeah.
Really?
Cool.
Yeah.
Were the pretty women, were there? See, what would really be cool for you? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're happily married.
Of course.
Of course. Married.
But, well, you're living with
them. But in an alternate universe, Mike.
Happily. It would seem to me, if I'm a single guy and I'm there, and there's one of these startup companies that's really successful, one of these tech companies is run by a woman, and she's...
Oh, no, women aren't doing
she's
that.
She's techie, and she's...
They're working for the guys.
That's horrible. That is so sexist.
You know what, Mike? They can't be disc jockeys either.
Right.
I mean, Jerry Lewis will tell you they're not funny.
I didn't meet any female CEOs.
I never liked a woman disc jockey. No, anyway. No, I kid. Of course I do.
You were doing that as Herb.
Now, a lot of those women were working for the men.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That's what I mean. That's my own personal, you know.
They virtually skipped the interview.
I almost didn't go.
So what
I almost didn't go.
What happened at this thing? What's the show? Was it just the senator speaking?
No, I think this was their annual awards kind of conference.
Did Todd get an award?
Todd, I think he was just invited. And to be invited is good enough. But Todd asked the senator a question. They had a Q&A.
Okay.
And he was ballsy enough to stand up and ask him a point, like a really direct
question.
What
was his question? Do you remember?
Yeah, patent trolls. If you know about them. It's really an unfair practice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what is a patent troll?
A patent troll, and it's actually affecting our business as well.
Okay,
they live under bridges.
Someone that has an idea, and or someone that buys a patent that says that they invented something first, or they're doing something first, and then they go after people that are supposedly doing what they thought of years ago, and they shake them down for money. That's really what it is.
Okay, and was podcasting brought up at all? Because, you know, that's part of the tech world. And there,
yes.
I hear a lot of weird things about podcasting being doomed and all this stuff.
I was wearing jeans
and everyone else was wearing a suit because I didn't get the memo about the dress.
That identifies you as the podcaster.
So the guy in the jeans didn't ask a question, but Todd in a suit did.
Oh, very good.
And he wasn't that impressed with the senator's answer.
Really?
He actually chased the senator out when he was trying to scurry out, stopped him in the hallway, and told him again that we got to take care of this.
He's the man.
Yeah. He's right. Pushy.
Hey, we'll take a break. I'll talk about a show I rarely watch when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
He's pushy.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of the program has to do with the man we were just discussing because he's created a brand new game, and it begs the question, are you... compulsive?
Such a jerk.
The hottest new addiction is available for Android and iOS tablets and smartphones. The TMOS listener reviews are in. It's the... Did you write copy?
No.
Todd Moore write did. Copy? Is this Todd Moore's copy?
The pushy
copy?
One.
All right, here are the reviews.
He wrote copy and said, read it.
Here are the reviews. These are the reviews from our listeners. Quote, it's the 36 double D's of entertainment from Tony. Honk says, say goodbye to your social life. Alethea, I know her.
Yeah.
It's like crack. Carla O'Mara says, that's her playing the game.
You know, actually, we were installing a light fixture here yesterday.
And all we heard was
And all we heard from upstairs was, bing, 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 bing. And Oscar says, we're going to be flipping some circuit breakers. You might lose power. She says, I don't care.
That's exactly what happened.
Are you aware she's over 200,000?
No.
Yeah, she's gotten over 200,000.
That poor, poor child.
John says, I hope Todd never finds love so that he can keep churning out great apps. Compulsive is an addictive game that is quick to learn but difficult to master. It's completely free, so there's no excuse. Get your new addiction by searching the Compulsive, searching for Compulsive on the iTunes App Store, Google Play Store, or at tmsoft.com. Please ask friends and family on Facebook to help you with your new addiction. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review. Get Compulsive by TM Soft today.
Well timed.
Carla is, I don't know, she was second on the scoring.
Wow. You mean worldwide?
Yeah.
Bling, wow. Bling.
Yeah, that's all we heard yesterday.
It was.
Yeah, for 3 hours.
Bling, bling, bling.
She just plays this over and over again.
Let me get Mrs. O'Mara on the line.
Oh, you're going to give her a call?
Because, I mean, she is ripe with child. She could have the baby at any time. And I felt bad that we were going to have to kill some power in the house. Literally the quote, don't care.
Don't care. She doesn't. She plays it every waking hour.
200,000.
She really does.
That kind of pisses me off.
Plays it all the time.
I wish I could get 200,000.
What was the senator's high score last night?
Yeah, I had a good haircut, though.
He is first.
Well put together. I was impressed. Then again, I was hammered.
He's been at the game a long time. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what was your highest score on Compulsive?
She's playing right now. Right now. I can't believe it.
It's my girl. It's my girl right there. There she goes. What's your score right now?
Like 205.
Oh, 205,000.
Jesus.
Way to go, Carla.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. She's playing it.
Do you think
right
it's
there.
Because she's dilated?
She's being productive at the office.
Superpowers.
You relax. Just relax.
No need superpowers.
To talk about, not dilation.
We talked about it yesterday. I love it when this show is cutting edge and this show's ahead of everybody else. Everybody else today is talking about what we talked about yesterday, which was they're not related stories, but they are generating the same kind of racial tension, and that is the Paula Deen story, followed by the Trayvon Martin trial. Mm-hmm. I logged some time with a show that I watched in its entirety, which I never do. I've seen bits and pieces of it. I can't stand this woman.
Right.
But I watched Nancy Grace last night.
Now, doesn't Carla follow Nancy Grace for a while? Didn't she for a while?
The Casey Anthony thing.
That's
she was
right.
Into.
That's right.
She doesn't follow it as closely, but it still automatically records. So I'm sitting there and go, all right, what the F?
Yeah,
I'll take a peek at this.
Doing.
And man, oh man, oh man. This is, I hate to admit it, getting sucked in. This Trayvon Martin trial is fascinating to watch. It really, really is. And you get you get bits and pieces of the real information when you watch Nancy Grace.
She tells you what she wants you to know.
She makes Bill O'Reilly you know, look like a pussycat. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
A subtle, even-handed pussycat.
It's amazing. She screams. And, you know, she shouts people down. She doesn't let people. Oh, my God.
Everyone,
it's like ridiculous. And she, I think from what I watched, I certainly, if you're not an idiot, you get from the Nancy Grace show that she is all about putting this guy, George Zimmerman, away.
Everybody knows Nancy Grace, but I don't know anyone who watches her on a regular basis. So
right.
When you actually take the time, and Carrie will sometimes have the TV on when we go to bed, and she'll check in on Nancy Grace.
Right.
Nancy Grace. And it puts you in a foul temper. She's an oppressive personality.
Come on, Nick Lackey. He was running away.
Yep.
He was running away. Well, I don't think so. He could have been. That is not true. You are not stating the facts. Where's my dumb? She had apparently installed on her set, she has a dump button for the guests that are on the show so she can kill their microphone.
Oh, wow.
She said, I'm so glad they installed this today. Yeah, because you're not louder than anybody else in the room.
Well, she uses what is known on the Eastern Shore as the Eastern Shore arguing technique. Loudest person wins.
The loudest person, which most people use nowadays, yeah. Which is terrible.
Game show news.
Yes.
That's what it is.
It is, and but it
lots
does.
Lots of colors, lots of lights.
Graphics.
It looks, you know what? It looks like a court show.
But here's the thing. Even with all the crap that you have to wade through on Nancy Grace, if you are a follower of this trial and you really, because they spend an entire half hour on it, you actually come away with a sense of what really went down. Because she does bring on counterpoint. And one of the things that they were talking about was this star witness, the young girl that's 19 years old.
Yeah, last person that spoke to him.
Yeah, and you would see, if you watch the mainstream news, you would see a young girl that was the last person to talk to Trayvon Martin, and they'd talk about the fact that she got emotional, and they would talk about that she had a little rough time on cross-examination. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't get the real details, which was this young lady got on the stand, did fine during the regular prosecution's arguments, but when she was cross-examined, she exploded. She really blew it. She got combative, as she got hostile with the defense attorney, and she got very unlikable. And also at the same time, they caught her in some inconsistencies. So what we're getting in this trial, even with watching Nancy Grace, what I took away from it is where I was yesterday. We get back to the same place where this seems to be lining up along some racial,
Of course.
Racial divides here.
I have some tape. Her name is Rachel Gentile or Gentel.
I think it's Gentile.
Would you like to hear a little
Rachel
bit of her on this?
Well, she's hard to understand.
She's very soft-spoken.
Very soft-spoken.
To a point where the jury was actually leaning forward to try to hear. But do you want to hear a little bit of what she had to say?
Okay, let's play it right now.
Okay.
It was kind.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Mike. I'm what sorry. Are you doing?
That's terrible.
So wrong.
With
that's
the new studio so setup, it's so easy to hit a wrong button.
I couldn't resist. Still get used to it.
I couldn't resist.
Let's go to the stand.
Okay. I asked him how the man looked like. He looked like a creepy ass cracker.
Is that what you recall him saying?
Yes.
Okay.
And I told him keep running. And he said, nah, he'll just walk faster.
A creepy ass crack.
Now, when I used to hang out with
CNN and I changed the channel, I couldn't understand what she was saying.
Well, that's when I used to hang out with the American University basketball team and Boo Bowers. They referred to me as the creepy ass cracker.
That's right.
That's what it's like. It's like, hey, you doing? How you doing, Boo? I'm all right. You want to bring the creepy ass cracker with us this time? Yeah, he can come. Boo.
We also
thanks a lot, Boo.
A lot of times we serve that with cheddar. Creepy ass crackers.
Creepy ass crackers.
They're delicious.
She, we can't. This doesn't translate on the air on audio because she gave the look to the defense attorney when he was walking with the same guy that made the knock knock joke.
Yeah,
the guy that looks like the cyclist that I hated.
Yes.
And she gave him a look where it's just like,
she
like a little kid. She seems, you know, she's 19 and she's going into her senior year.
Well, that seems that she
that means that she's gonna
mismanaged her time.
She's
held back.
She's going to be 20 when she graduates.
Thorough.
This is.
The only senior that's buying booze.
This is getting very, very interesting.
It is.
And it's like both the Paula Deen situation and the Trayvon Martin trial, both of these events, what frustrates me is if you really don't make a concerted effort to dig deep and get all the facts on your own, you're not going to get them.
No.
You're not going to get them from the mainstream media.
Who really wants to dig deep on Paula Deen?
I don't. I mean, I don't mind. I'm fascinated by it. And, you know, I mean, I'll pay attention
everyone's
to the fact that,
talking about
that Walmart dropped her yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, you watch that a little bit. But when you really get to a certain point with it, you know, what's the real deal? Like something I heard on Nancy Grace last night. I hate quoting
Here
Nancy Grace. No, one of the guys from the other side said that he may have been running, you know, the story was that I always heard George Zimmerman was the pursuer.
Right.
And I didn't know that some of these people that are, you know, on the George Zimmerman train are saying that, no, Trayvon Martin actually ran towards him. Now, I don't know whether that's true or not. That's what our Nancy Grace was shouting this guy down about. She said it's absolutely not true.
But you know what? I will applaud you on one thing you said yesterday. The uproar over Paula Deen has diminished so much in one day. I think you're right. I think tomorrow is the last day on the news cycle for it.
Yeah,
I think it's going to go away. And I think the Trayvon case will continue to be in the forefront.
Because of the court case.
And you know what? And it's probably better that way. I think it is a more notable case.
It truly is.
And I think it shows well of us
and
that we're paying attention to that.
Because if you take the race out of it, it does speak to vigilantism.
It does.
And that's a scary
deal. And our modern
that's
climate.
Like,
of,
that's like mob rule.
Yeah.
But she was tragically saved because Anthony Hernandez of the Patriots.
Yes.
The New England
yes.
Patriots. His news broke.
Aaron.
I'm sorry, Aaron.
Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah. His news broke. And you sat there and you're like, okay, enough Paula Deen. Now everybody's talking about this NFL player that allegedly murdered somebody in cold blood.
And this is a situation where, I want to get to World War Z because I want to talk about that
yes.
movie because a lot of people, for whatever reason, went, what do you think? For Christ's sake, I've been talking about it for a while.
I asked the senator about it last night at the conference.
What is it? You are the only person in the room who counts as his friend now, current friend. I have former players that have played the game, but you have a guy that's recently out of the NFL. And
has, still employed by the NFL.
Yeah.
What is the deal? You have a guy that signs this massive contract with the Patriots, and I think I heard 26 or 27 arrests this year alone in the NFL. And my feeling is you don't have this in other sports at this level. You don't have this many guys that are getting involved in, you know, not just drunken driving, not battery, you know, getting drunk in a bar, throwing a punch at somebody. You've got these guys that are involved in this criminal behavior, and I'm curious as to why the NFL has this issue more than any other sport.
We've watched it as long as we've worked together. It's been over 20 years. We've seen the NFL double and redouble in its power, even not just in America, but worldwide.
Right.
It is a money-making machine.
Yep.
The NFL gets what they want.
Not a lot of sweethearts in that NFL owners group either, humble opinion.
Yeah, and the reason
not a lot of really great humanitarians.
Well,
really.
I mean, there
are guys that have done things, but
sure.
you don't. But you have a lot of
overwhelmingly
guys.
Overwhelmingly, no.
You got a lot of guys that are, you know, I just want that Super Bowl.
And
I mean, that's what they're all about.
The reason that the NFL has such power is that it is run by people that perhaps have their priorities misplaced in the world of humanity. And I think that starts to trickle down.
That's a great point, Rob. I totally agree with
that. I think
it
starts to trickle down to the fact that the NFL players start feeling entitled.
Right.
Then they start feeling more powered than they are.
Yep.
And then I think some of them start to feel untouchable.
Oscar,
like the rules don't touch them.
I'll let you answer in a second because I want to hear what you have to say about it. But let me just say this. It has always been my impression in the years and years that I've been involved in media and dealt with NFL players.
Yep.
When Rob uses that word entitled, NFL players were the guys that for years and years and years, if they were, say, a no-show at your event, is well, that's this guy.
Yeah.
They got a free pass because their level of sports celebrity, you know, trumps everything, especially in a town like Washington,
D.C. And we've all hung with NFL players, and it's a great, great feeling.
It's amazing.
You walk past lines, you get into bars right away. It's a great thing to be a part of, but it's not a healthy thing to be a part of.
Well, no, and you want to talk about, you know, I'm a young guy in my 20s, and I'm walking down down at Washington Harbor
right.
in front of Tony and Joe's here in Washington, D.C., and back at John Riggins wearing a cowboy hat. And if you don't think that stopped traffic feel like you're incredible, you want more of that.
Yeah.
You want to be around that.
Yep.
I actually didn't. I actually
it's intoxicating.
Was, it is. And you get,
it's a good word for that.
These guys are really entitled. And it's like it's something about the NFL. Is it a culture?
I think it's not fair to really cast such a wide net on
granted,
these guys.
We are painting with broad strokes.
Yeah, that is not appropriate simply because you've got, let's say, about 1,000 guys that do this, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So 1,000 guys at the highest level of this sport. 2,000 total on the rosters, the guys that you never hear about.
Right.
So if you've got 2,000 guys in the NFL, roughly.
Right.
And you've got 27 arrests, what percentage, if that's a little population, mm-hmm. if you compare that to the general public of that
it's
population.
13%.
Yeah, 13%, right? So you're always going to have
1.3%.
Well, I'm sorry, you're always going to have
forgive me.
A 1.3%. You're just going to have a few bad apples. And the reason why you hear about everything they do is because they're all superstars.
But here's the point.
I'm not saying it's okay.
Because you're talking relative
but
numbers.
1.3%.
Let's compare the numbers to, say, Walmart employees. Let's compare the numbers to baseball teams, baseball players, hockey players, basketball players. Let's compare
that. You
don't
hear about all the Walmart employees because they're not celebrities.
That's true. That is a good point. Yeah, Michael it's going Vick, to be spotlighted.
I'm just
going
to do this real quick. Michael Vick, Adam Pac-Man Jones, Ryan Leaf, Ray Lewis, Ray Caruth, Art Schleister, O.J. Simpson. I mean,
if you look at the entire NFL history,
I mentioned the high-profile guys you were talking about.
And so look at the percentages, not of the entire roster, but of the high-profile. And I think when you are high-profiled and making the most money and getting the most attention, maybe, and I don't want to doom everyone that makes a lot of money, and I don't want to speak unfairly, but that is an environment, not to say that that is where badness will grow, but that is an environment where it can grow. And if you are feeling entitled, and if you have so much money and power and so much ass-kissery that you feel that you can go to
that
the
next
level.
That you're above the law.
Right. And you know what? That speaks to the person
Cody
more
Green,
than the
Joe
NFL.
Morgan, Chad Johnson, Jason Peters, Titus Young, Corey McIntyre, Titus Young again, Daryl Washington, Armin T. Bryant, Claude Davis, Cliff Harris, Rolando McClain. I'm just going down the line.
But it
seems more than other sports.
It makes news because this is the top tier sport. This is the number one dog. Also, I'm going to disagree
with you there. Right now it's making news because statistically you have more NFL players significantly that are getting arrested than in other sports. I think that's it's not because they're all superstars. It's because they're talking the numbers game right now. You know, when you see a guy like Aaron Hernandez, was he a superstar? I don't know if you would call him a superstar.
Absolutely.
Was he a superstar?
Yes.
And he was poised to be
one of the two best tight ends in the NFL.
And poised to really launch this
year. Yeah, but this guy, it's not tragic with this guy. He just threw it away. He absolutely threw it away. Everyone says that this guy struggled. His dad passed away when he was 16. That sucks. That's tough.
Right.
But this guy really was, he had his entire life and career ahead of him. He's 23 years old.
Yeah.
He was lucky enough to land on the Patriots. You've got Tom Brady as a quarterback. Everything is there for you. He had a chance to give his family and his son's family generational wealth. And he decided to say, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to put myself in the wrong position. I'm going to decide to make the wrong decisions. And this is what's happened. Mm-hmm. Now, he's got a son that's got to deal with this. Yep. He's lost what is really the opportunity to make to build a different life for his family.
Right.
And everyone's sitting here saying how this is so horrible. No, this kid is 23, a multimillionaire, and all he had to do was stay skinny, right? Mm-hmm. Stay in shape,
right?
And stay out of trouble, and he could have written his own check.
That's what I agree with you there. And the fact is that he had it all. That's what I put.
Yeah.
He may have struggled, and he might have had a terrible family situation. But there are a lot of people with terrible family situations that once they get past all that crap, and he obviously had his act together enough to make it in the NFL, which is no small accomplishment. But then you see him throw.
He's thrown it away.
They said he was great at football. He's terrible at murder.
Yeah. I still say that the environment. Mm-hmm. Has to at least be a small percentage.
The culture of entitlement. That you're bigger than life. You get to go. You walk in and say, I remember the stories about the Redskins.
Yes.
At Redskins Park and what they would do. I remember a certain Redskin told me about a certain Redskin who relieved himself in the back of the players' room when they were rolling tape, when they were watching tape.
Yep.
And the coach ignored it.
Yeah.
A very famous coach, ladies and gentlemen.
Because they were entitled.
I will not mention names.
I won't either.
Bostic, Riggins, Gibbs.
What?
Anyway, so that's it.
Stop it.
In that order.
But for
Thank you very much. Every
Aaron Hernandez, there's a guy like Dominique Foxworth.
Yes.
That's
he's
a
really
great,
trying
great person.
To make a difference.
I would like to see the statistical breakout that I would like to think that there are more Dominique Foxworths than there are Aaron Hernandez's in the league, and it's not even equal that there are more. But who knows? It seems to me there is a culture of entitlement in that league.
I do not disagree with that. Would you agree that that league has an issue? Absolutely.
And you know what else? Not just that. I would say Hollywood. I would say in politics as well.
Yes.
You see politicians screw up all the time.
Right.
Because if you have been approved by a mandated population for years and years, over and over again, how do you feel? You feel like you're unbeatable.
You do.
Isn't it crazy, though, what Aaron Hernandez allegedly went out of his way to cover this crime up.
Yeah, and did
like so. He had a cleaning crew come.
Oh, he didn't, but it was still ham-handed.
Yes.
I mean, he was just an
idiot.
Oh,
I have tape in the
broke
audio vault.
Phone.
We might get into it. Do you know what really did him in? Is a piece of gum.
A piece of cotton candy flavored gum.
Yeah.
All right, we don't have time to talk because want to get. I have 2 minutes to do it. 1 minute. We actually have one. We'll do 2 minutes.
Okay.
2 minutes. World War Z. You saw it. I saw it.
I saw it by myself. I was so excited to see the movie.
Yes.
I think that people.
You mean empty theater? Just you?
No.
Rented out the whole theater.
No. I got dropped off.
Right.
And I walked into the theater. Packed on a Sunday night. Mm-hmm. I knew something special was happening.
Right.
It's a famous book. I didn't know how it was going to be translated into the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Brad Pitt, everybody gives him S because you think about Brad Pitt and you think of Angelina Jolie right away.
Right.
He is such a great actor and such a superstar that you forget about Angelina Jolie throughout the movie.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Mm-hmm. How many stars you give it?
I give it 4 stars.
Four stars?
Four out of five.
Four out of five. I will tell you that this is a CGI movie that I took my daughters to because that's like taking your kids to a kids movie. When I go to see CGI, I got to be dragged into a movie to see CGI. This one, not the case. Kind of like the premise. Kind of like the trailer. Was not disappointed. Loved the movie.
Really?
Loved the movie.
How many out of five?
I give it 4 out of 5 stars as well.
You are a guy.
I can't give it a 5 because of the CGI is just so, you know.
But you are a guy
overdone
that really hates the way the trend of CGI.
Yeah.
Were you able as a person to suspend the disbelief enough to enjoy the movie?
I think it's little. There's a little bit of I Am Legend in it also.
You know,
there's a little bit
good feeling.
Kind of a similar feeling. I like that use of CGI. I enjoy when it's not a bunch of robots, when it's actually, done with, making human beings look non-human.
Right.
I love that. So, and really, but the acting of Brad Pitt, he is such a force now. He's gotten better and better and better. Take all the Angelina Jolie crap out of the equation. Brad Pitt has grown as an actor.
Yes.
And in this movie, even though it's one of those big budget, high dollar movies, he still comes across as just getting better and better as an actor. I look forward to his career continuing and Brad Pitt doing more stuff for us.
I really root for him because he went to, was it 4 premieres he went to in like 2 days? He really busted his ass to promote it and not like just sending out a reel of promotion.
He really did promote it.
Like
for
the old
summertime,
days.
It is a blast. It is a great movie to just go in, immerse yourself. And here's another thing.
Okay, for a 10 and 12 year old or not?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, is it good?
And, you go into that movie, here's another great thing about it right from the get go. You
that's awesome.
No waiting for the entertainment. And, for a movie like that, that's what I want. It delivers. I give it 4 out of 5.
Love it.
All right, we got to get out of here. Before we do that, I want to mention Bull Run Cigar Box Guitars. Rob brought in an amazing picture today.
I want you to hear this song.
This is cool.
I know you're not the biggest fan that I am, but this is Paul McCartney in front of Dave Grohl's band from the movie Sound City.
Oh, wow.
And look what Paul is playing on this record. A cigar box guitar.
Cigar box guitar.
You can be like Paul McCartney.
Our friend John Fanning, who designed our studio table in this day and age, it is so tough to find an American original. He is one. He has created a company called Bull Run Cigar Box Guitars. John Fanning is a master woodworker and also a musician, and these guitars are one-of-a-kind treasures and great for any skill level. Josh, you're a guitar guy.
Yes, I am.
I bet you'd like to get your hands on one of these.
I would love to demo one of those if you brought them in.
We'll see if John Fanning can bring one in and have Josh do a little playing for
us.
Maybe we can do that next week.
And make sure he takes his glasses when he leaves.
Musicians can use... No one gets that.
I know, that's for John.
Musicians can use these instruments to expand their sound, and every one of these guitars is an original creation. To get yours, go to bullruncbg.com or check out Bull Run Cigar Box Guitars by John Fanning on Facebook. Bull Run Cigar Box Guitars, an American original. We'll be back with news you may not need right after this, everybody. Little Miss Oscar Santana, you went to Score Big, did you not?
Yes, sir.
And you got a great deal on Score Big tickets, right?
Yeah, I was actually very impressed. Saved $25.
Last night, I was so into my Red Sox, I actually watched 3 baseball games.
Too many!
I watched the very end of the Red Sox win over Colorado, and then, sorry kids, I watched Baltimore lose and the Yankees lose.
Would that be a perfectly scripted baseball night for you?
It was delightful.
I'm wearing the shirt.
Yes, you got the Red Sox shirt on. Yeah, but you also wear a Yankees shirt.
No, the winners. They won. I got to wear the winner's shirt.
First place you need
Bandwagon.
To go for, the first place you need to go for tickets is scorebig.com, where you can save up to 60% from the rafters to the front row. Baseball, they've got football available right now. They've got soccer, theater, family shows. Exclusive offer for our radio listeners. Go to scorebig.com, click on the radio button, and enter the code TMOS, and ScoreBig will send you a $25 gift card that you can use on your first purchase today.
Oscar, that's like free money.
It is free money, Rob.
Congratulations. Don't forget to click on the radio button. Enter our code, please, TMOS at ScoreBig, and they will send you a $25 gift card, scorebig.com. That is the smart way to have fun, everybody.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, news you may not need.
Authorities, we were just talking about it, charged former New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez with first-degree murder on Wednesday, hours after police arrested him and the NFL team that once gave him a $40 million contract dropped him from its roster. Hernandez is accused in last week's shooting death of Odin Lloyd. His body was found in an industrial park less than a mile from Hernandez's home. According to first assistant district attorney Bill McCauley, Hernandez drove the victim to a remote spot and then orchestrated his execution. That's another trial. We'll just have to figure out why. Why did that happen? Why
motive. We hear murder all the time, but for some reason, this one to me is so excessively gruesome. Well, it really is gross.
Shall we lighten the mood a little bit?
Please.
Let's do that right
now.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth II can expect a sweet 5% raise next year, thanks in large part to record profits from real estate. The good news for the nation is that all of the profit from the estate is paid to the public coffers.
Yes.
The Queen is then paid a grant.
A what?
A grant.
Wonderful.
Each year by the Treasury, equal to 15% of the profit from 2 years before. Do you understand that? Can you follow
that? I do.
That?
As a matter of fact, there's a great new reality show on. It's called Flip This Palace. And it explains the whole thing.
That means the monarch who celebrated 60 years on the throne last year.
60 what?
60 years on the throne. She celebrated that last year. She will receive income, are you ready?
Yes.
Of nearly 38 million pounds a year.
A nice job if you can get it.
What a racket.
Kimberly McCarthy on Wednesday evening became the 500th prisoner executed in Texas since 1976 when the death penalty was reinstated in that great state
of Texas.
That's
a shame. She was so great in Bridesmaids.
That's the other. That's Melissa McCarthy.
I'm sorry.
This is according to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. McCarthy was pronounced dead at 7:37 p.m. at the Texas State Penitentiary in Huntsville, and that was given to us by State Texas Corrections Department spokesman John Hurt.
Is that why they say don't mess with Texas?
I don't know, man, but it's a nasty state. If you get the death penalty, they're going to get you.
Oh, and their governor's nuts.
According to a new survey, our pets damage $8 million worth of electronic devices a year and cost us more than $1 billion. Two-thirds of the damage comes from pets chewing on them. One in five people have dropped an electronic device while trying to deal with a pet.
Yeah.
And here's my favorite.
Yeah.
One in six devices were ruined when an animal vomited or peed on it.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Has Linus ever done anything to any of your phones?
Yeah, well, actually, he ruined Carrie's phone.
Really?
Downloading porn.
Where is it? I got to find Linus.
Porno.
Linus. Come on.
Pervert.
The lipstick is out.
That is so nasty.
Boom.
My little boy.
Do you care about Justin Bieber?
I don't.
I do.
He was recently spotted, Oscar, getting cozy with some chick. Ooh. It's not unusual. What is unusual, it's a married chick.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Her name is Jordan Ozuna. I'd like to see her, Ozuna.
Yeah.
She is a model and former Hooters waitress.
Sooner or later.
Of course she is. And while she's married to a guy in the Coast Guard.
Oh.
Justin Bieber is
classic.
That sucks.
Justin Bieber is pure trash.
Yeah.
They've been separated though, so it's okay. That
good.
He's,
can you imagine that guy's just like busting his ass, and he's got to hear that song and think about that?
Great booking on the Fox Morning Show yesterday, our local one. They actually had the new updated Justin Bieber wax figure for Madame Tussauds, and really, it was funny to watch Tony try to care.
Oh man, Tony, we feel for you, baby. Oprah tops this year's Forbes list of the 100 most powerful celebrities, which measures fame in a variety of categories. Meanwhile, Madonna was the top earner of the year with $125 million.
Was she really still?
Here's this. I'll give you the top 10 out of the 20.
Okay.
Because I don't want to give you the whole 20. Who cares?
Any of them dead?
No.
Okay.
Oprah, $77 million. Lady Gaga, $80 million. Mm. Steven Spielberg, $100 million. Beyonce, $53 million. Her husband, Jay-Z, came in at number 32.
Do you think they file separately?
No.
Madonna. 125 million. Taylor Swift, $55 million. Bon Jovi, $79 million. You know, you don't think of Bon Jovi getting it done every year like that, but they do.
Good for them.
Here's a tennis guy, Roger Federer, $71 million.
Federer.
The aforementioned Justin Bieber, $58 million.
Wow.
And who do you think's number 10 at $56 million?
Oh. I couldn't tell you.
I'll say
Paula Deen.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Good for her with her talk show.
Yeah, and she gives a lot away. I like that. That's cool. And now a little something something. If you're committing a crime and accidentally leave behind incriminating evidence, this is probably about as bad as you could do. A 26-year-old man outside Boston ran off with a woman's wallet on Monday. And in order to snag the wallet, he had to drop the two bags he was carrying. Then, while he was trying to make a quick getaway, he forgot to pick the bag back up. Well, one of those bags pretty much sealed his fate, because it didn't just have fingerprints on it. It included his birth certificate.
Oh man.
And
a letter addressed to him from his mother. The man was arrested, and several hours later, according to police, the wallet he stole had $40 in it.
Worth it.
Yeah, and the man was heard to say, Mother, stop writing letters to me. Thank you, Mother. We got to take a break, and we will be back with the audio vault right after this on the Mike O'Berry Show.
That was a tough break for Milton.
Yeah, I know. Very difficult. Hey, it's time for a Rob's Magic Audio Vault brought to you by DraftDay.com. Congratulations to Mr. Spiewak.
Placed in the top 15.
Top 15.
Nice
and
job.
You should play this. It's a lot of fun. You can do it for one day. That's what I love about it. It brings fantasy games that last for just one day at a time. At Draft Day, you can put your sports knowledge to the test and win real cash prizes. Winners are paid out every night.
Night.
They've already awarded over $12 million, and it's completely legal to play. This Friday only, Draft Day is offering a free fantasy baseball game with $100 in cash prizes just for Mike O'Mara Show listeners. Sign up by Friday. Is it 7 o'clock?
Yeah, 7 p.m.
By game time, roughly, for Friday at DraftDay.com, and enter the promo code TMOS to get entered, and we wish you the very best of luck. Let's open up the vault for Thursday, June 27, Rob Spiewak.
Joe Pantoliano, do you remember him?
Yeah.
Why is it so?
Joey Pants.
Joey Pants, the actor.
He played Ralph Cifaretto on the Sopranos.
He got his head chopped off.
Carried in a bowling bag.
I remember that.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
You're only up to season three, you want to not listen to this. I said I was pretty much done with James Gandolfini. I did not know this about him. James Gandolfini's funeral was this morning in New York City.
Right.
And check out this. Just when you think there's not anything more to like about James Gandolfini, you think we've said enough, check this out.
Jimmy gave everyone a bonus, and it wasn't a couple hundred dollars. He would do that also Christmas parties. He would put money in an envelope, cash money. He was great. He's a modern day James Dean, you know, and like James Dean and like Marilyn Monroe, sometimes God takes these people away from us because maybe he's afraid that we'll take them for granted. I hope he knew that I loved him.
The thing I love about
so
that.
So sad.
The
Man,
thing
that
I
is
love
sad.
About that is we never heard about it until well after he passed
the
away.
Bonuses.
He was not looking for any sort of thanks.
Right.
He just realized what a lucky guy he was
and
that the fact it's an ensemble show and he's handing out cash at the Christmas party.
And you know what, really? Imagine that in our world as far as anybody that's in performance. You know, the bottom
Amazing.
Line. A little cash always goes a long way.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that terrific? That's a great
Very
story.
Cool.
Nick Walenda, if any of you missed him crossing the Grand Canyon, that was, I guess, Sunday night?
Yeah, we didn't talk about it except for Monday. And
briefly,
Oscar,
30 million people.
Whoa.
A lot of people watching. If you missed it.
It was fascinating to watch. I loved every second of it.
It was a two-hour special, right?
You know what? And rarely do I say that the hype, it lives up to the hype. I'm sorry. The guy is that high, high as the Empire State Building over the Grand Canyon. That lived up to the hype.
So really 2 hours of show. There was 22 minutes of actual tightrope walking.
Right.
If you haven't seen, I'm going to save you some time. Here's the entire walk in 23 seconds.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for this beautiful view. Praise you, God. Praise you, Jesus. How I love you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, it, no,
oh,
not.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I praise you, Jesus. Oh, I praise you, Jesus. Lord, help this cable to calm down. Command it in your name, Jesus, with the authority of God. Praise you. Praise you, Jesus.
Handling
praise you, Jesus. Oh, I have the authority of Christ. Praise you, God.
He made it.
You know what? If that's what got it, if that's what got it done for him,
yeah,
I praise Jesus too.
Cool,
absolutely.
We were talking about Aaron Hernandez, and I like what Shepard Smith said when they were covering the trial yesterday.
Molly Line live for us in Attleboro, Massachusetts, with the news from the Aaron Hernandez situation. Man alive, Tim Tebow might get some work.
Oh,
Shep,
that's so true.
Shepard, the only decent thing on Fox News,
because they're actually trying to rebrand Tebow as a tight end.
Yeah.
They're going to try and retrain him and get him to do that, because they got
a lot of
money on the bench.
That is a great story.
And he's obviously not going to QB for
now,
a while.
Now I'm going to pay attention. If the Patriots are trying to do that, I'm going to pay attention.
Ann Thompson, Mike, you still got that crush on her?
Oh, she's boxed.
She is boxed. Guilty.
Guilty of being hot.
Also guilty of not having a great day when she was covering that climate summit.
Right.
Listen to her try to get through this copy. I have to imagine she wrote this.
Okay.
And just, if you even want a ding when she has a little stumble,
right,
we can do okay. Here's Ann Thompson from NBC News.
Good evening, Brian. President Obama is going to bypass Congress, and he has directed, he says he will direct,
what?
The EPA to limit the carbon pollution that come from power plants that burn coal and natural gas, just like it does mercury or arsenic. Now, those power plants are responsible for 40% of the nation's carbon pollution, which fuel climate change. The president has also ordered that fuel efficiency be increased on heavy-duty vehicles, such as trucks and buses.
Do you think after that, her producer looks at her and says, good job?
You know,
that went swell.
If you listen to the content, though, that's daunting.
It's tough
to cover all that crap.
She's really covering one of the biggest stories of the week in 40 seconds.
It's like a legal disclaimer.
But really, really, she might want to just give it a pre-read.
Yeah.
Just here. All right, let's turn our Audio Vault eyes to Michigan.
Okay.
And this is the dangers of drugs, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
If you do mushrooms, do not do it to a point where you feel the need to mutilate your own genitals.
This is pretty amazing.
No.
Yeah,
check this out.
I have not heard this.
This is a police report coming out of Michigan.
Not really sure how.
That's how the police report should always start. Not really sure how. This is sounds like Officer Josh. I'm not really sure how. You know, if he mutilated his genitals, Josh, any problems for him?
He couldn't bone.
That's right.
Couldn't do it.
Let's go back to the Michigan police.
I'm not really sure how, but he had mutilated himself. So there was self-mutilation to his genital area. I'm not sure exactly what happened or how he did it, but there was definitely, like I said, there was a lot of blood everywhere. He had, mutilated himself in his genitals. Jeez.
Were they able to recover some of the parts?
Yes, I believe they did. I'm not sure exactly what. I mean, that would really be the medical personnel of like what they actually recovered.
I'm imagining the recovery looked like a bowl of jambalaya.
Man, I thought that was just supposed to enhance colors. Holy ass.
He can bug out.
Oh, my God.
They asked one of his neighbors to react to the fact that he mutilated his genitals.
That's disturbing, especially if I'm going to be off some shrooms and do that. That's like, I don't even know what to say.
Of course you don't.
It's painful. It sounds painful. Is he still alive?
Yes. He's recovering. He's still in the hospital.
My prayers go out to him, and I hope he's going to make it. Wow.
Yeah, he's in the hospital, mostly sleeping on his back.
When you hear somebody say that, he said, I don't even know what to say. That's because he's going through his vocabulary Rolodex in his own brain, and this is what he hears.
Stupid.
You're in trouble.
Sad loss, and this one makes me feel old, the fact that one of the members of Devo passed away.
You must whip it.
This was the original founding drummer of Devo, Alan Myers. He was 58. He had brain cancer. He did leave the band in 86 because Devo was using so many electronic drums.
You know,
he wasn't needed anymore.
I was somewhat of a happening club DJ back in the day.
I remember.
And I used to really enjoy watching people dance to this. It was a nice little palate cleanser for my audience.
But if he had brain cancer, it makes me want to look for perhaps some regulation in the industry of the flower pot, because he wore one on his head. I don't know if that was...
Is that what those things were?
Yeah, they were inverted flower pots.
They were plastic, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they were.
Plastic flower pots.
Are we not men? We are Devo.
We are Devo.
All right, and we close with Letterman's take on Paula Deen. He did a great thing with tape last night.
I don't know what to say. I watched it, the Paula Deen thing on the Today Show. And I want to tell you something, in all honesty, my TV still smells like hairspray and butter. Did anybody see the Today Show? And I'm telling you, this woman's been through hell, and so now she's trying to set the record straight. So here she is talking to a pretty boy, Matt Lauer, on the Today Show this morning. Take a look.
There's a couple of kinds of people that I don't like that I am prejudiced against, Matt, and that's thieves and people of color.
Paula Deen, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me, Matt.
I never tire of that.
So wrong.
That is your magic audio vault.
Oh, my God, that is great. Hey, we got to get out of here. Thanks for joining us today. Our show is brought to you by LendingTree. Visit trylendingtree.com. Get your rates. Here you go. 15 years as low as 3.5% APR. Also, 30 years as low as 4.38% APR. They're going up. Visit trylendingtree.com today or call 888-930-0748. And please don't forget our TMOS code.
How do you spell that?
TMOS.
Thank you.
For your free mortgage guide today, check out our good friends at LendingTree.com. Now, on tomorrow's show, we're doing a wonderful bonus hour.
Yes.
And I want you to check it out. The bonus hour is the Newlywed Game. And it's going to be hosted by Josh Murphy.
Yeah. I apologize in advance.
Should be.
I was wondering how we could make it even better that Carrie's here.
Everyone's going to be here.
Shannon, Carla, Carrie, we'll all be here and we'll be answering our questions. We'll see you for that tomorrow and another pressure. Regular show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Please remember to check out Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Since they compare the rates for you, they do all the work and all you have to do is save the money. Just visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. Again, that's 866-347-5748 or smartterm.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.